You're listening to All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Jamie Floyd. A leading film editor who moved from England to the U.S. and whose career spanned decades, starting in the 1950s, has died. WNYC's Sarah Fischko has this appreciation.
I've been following the career and work of the British-born film editor Anne V. Coates for some time. Coates has died at 92, and it's worth remembering what an extraordinary career editor she really was. She is said to have made one of the greatest cuts ever, or certainly one of the most famous ones. Not that you can reduce a career of millions of cuts down to one, but it was a great moment, and you can find it easily online. It's one of the highlights of the four-hour Lawrence of Arabia, David Lean's epic of 1962, starring Peter O'Toole. O'Toole strikes a match to light a cigarette for a character played by Claude Rains. And then he looks curiously at the match, still lit, and blows it out. And right on that sound effect, there's a cut to a vivid red, orange, yellow, full-screen sky as the desert sun is rising. Online, it's okay, but on a giant movie screen, it's a complete surprise and a knockout. Anne V. Coates enjoyed telling people she had 31 miles of film to edit on Lawrence, for which she earned a Best Editing Oscar. In my book, another highlight of her career was a somewhat more modest film, Steven Soderbergh's Out of Sight, in which they, the director and the editor, play beautifully with timing, fantasy, and rhythm in a quietly spectacular love scene between George Clooney and Jennifer Lopez.
How'd you find me?
You see what they imagine might happen and what actually happens. And it's all intercut, so you never quite know which is which. It's a great and very modern piece of romantic editing, also easy to find online. Out of Sight love scene will bring it right up.
If I remembered you, I came here looking for you.
Her other credits? Too numerous to mention, but Beckett, The Elephant Man, In the Line of Fire, and Erin Brockovich are among them. She started training as an editor in England in the late 40s, getting her first editing credit in 1952 on the Pickwick Papers. Soon she came to Hollywood and never stopped working, except briefly to have three children, all of whom followed her into the film business, by the way, as directors and editors, and one of them an actor as well. Coates, like all film editors, knew she wouldn't necessarily be overpraised for her work. Here she is accepting the Academy Governor's Award late in her career.
I like to think that I can share this with all the editors, the unsung heroes out there, most of them probably still working frantically as I speak, as this type of special award reminds us that we do not do so entirely unnoticed. Good night, and may whichever God you believe in bless you.
Remembering a great film editor, Anne V. Coates, who spent her whole life at that art and craft. I'm Sarah Fischko.